It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one bachelorette recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best pal duo, Undisputed. You think maybe there's people out there disputing that? They're not. There's none of them. Find them. Send them to us. Prove us wrong. Hey, happy summer, AB.
What do you mean?
Well, yesterday was Memorial Day. Today, summer. That's how that goes.
Is that official?
Well, we're from Iowa, so summer sometimes starts in March, sometimes it starts in June. But yeah, that's official. That's okay. Official.
Happy summer.
Jacked up about it. Yeah, okay.
Listen, it's rainy, it's cold.
Yeah.
The pools are open, but you can't go. So what's the point?
Pools aren't open where I'm at, so that's unfortunate. Hey, if we weren't on Spotify, please believe. I just want credit for this thought. That's my new thing now. Credit for something I'm not going to do.
Okay.
I would definitely end this episode with New Kids on the Block, Summertime. Dun, 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 dun. That song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Some people go, oh, you should do LFO. No, that song, that's a worse song than the New Kids on the Block. AB, I think you were right about Luke. This guy is going to implode.
Have you ever seen a bigger contrast in one episode to another between a person?
Surely, but that's not what I'm thinking about right now. It's tough to imagine.
Listen, I don't know. We went from saying he's the number one guy, he's going to win. I can't imagine him making it another two episodes.
Two episodes?
What's he? He's imploding.
Yeah, and she's seeing it.
She's seeing the whole thing.
The thing, not necessarily that Luke changed drastically, but we assumed that Hannah would be blind to it because that's often what happens on this show. And she's already like, wait, back off, dude. Give me a minute to breathe here. So I don't think Luke is long for this world.
Does he seem like the type of guy that's going to change?
Yeah, after he sees himself on TV, hopefully. and then does a Bachelor in Paradise rehab stint. So we're going to talk about Luke self-combusting, as well as our big mic breakdown, good and bad. Good and bad. There might have been some bad. Mm-hmm. Cam flew way too close to the sun, and also was way too close to some one-on-one conversations that didn't involve him. See your way out of it. Also, what happened to Tyler G? That was weird. Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I got some information. I looked
I
up
too.
A little bit. Okay.
All right. Remember my beast loose. But I'll tell you one thing. I watched the entire episode. Did not know that Tyler G was gone until after the episode. And then I went on the rewatch. I saw Hannah mentioned it. Yeah.
Sure.
Also, our current top four, which I actually put thought into this week.
Here's the thing about this episode going into you missing that. If you miss the first, 10 seconds of after a commercial break, like let's say you went to the bathroom or something and missed a couple seconds, you would have thought, like, did I miss an entire episode? What is going on in the show right now?
What do you mean by that?
There's two instances. We come back one time, they're about to go into one.
Do you
want to
wait? Do you want to save them? Do you want to save the instances until they occur? Okay.
Yeah, let's save them.
See, we got a method here. First, AB, every now and then we do this at the beginning of the show. I try to switch it up, keep people on their toes. People skip the end and they go, I know what the end is. Well, now it's the beginning. You're going to skip this? I dare you. We have Instagram at Rosecast Podcast. Quick little Instagram note. You can hear the anger in my voice. LeBron James' son joined Instagram yesterday, and he already has 1 million followers, and we have 2,000.
That's because tons of our fans won't refuse to follow us, apparently.
It's sad, really. It's a sad state of affairs. We would like to catch up to Bronny James Jr., if you don't mind. So if we can get to 1 million today, that'd be great. Thank you. Same handles for Twitter and Facebook at Rosecast Podcast. Let's go to the house. Group date card. Jonathan, irrelevant. Mateo, irrelevant. Completely irrelevant. John Paul Jones, irrelevant.
But
Kevin,
funny.
Irrelevant. Jed, he's in the mix, all right? But those guys earlier than that are all irrelevant. Tyler C., Mike, and last but not least, Cam. Peter almost couldn't get the last one out of his mouth. He just didn't want to say it, but Cam is not a lot of heavy hitters on the group date. The date itself, the thing about women, AB, is they have a higher pain tolerance than men, okay? FYI, that's just a fact. That's science. Look it up. I bet you didn't know that. The look on your face tells me you're skeptical of the claim,
no,
but
I
it's
agree.
A fact.
I agree wholeheartedly.
What do you got on this date that included Jason Biggs? Pretending to be a doctor. How is Jason Biggs your man? Jason Biggs is nobody's
man. I'm an American Pie guy. He's an Orange is the New Black. I watched him on there.
Oh.
I'm an Orange is the New Black guy. That's all. I'm a Jason Biggs guy.
I don't know much about... Can I tell you something?
What?
Never seen American Pie. Not once in my life. Not one
None
minute
of
American Pie. None. I did. Apparently there's multiple. I haven't seen any of them. If I haven't seen one of them, if I haven't seen the first one, I haven't seen the sequels.
I just would think you would have flipped by like TBS. Those things are always on. American Pie, American Pie 2, American Pie Bandcamp, American Pie Extra Mile, maybe American Pie 3. I don't even, there's so many American
Reunion?
Pies. Reunion? Reunion. Yeah,
it's like the
Reunion
Rocky series. My goodness. All I know is that he gets in fights on the internet with people. I read his Wikipedia. Here's an
Jason Biggs?
Yeah, Jason Biggs. Here's an interesting thing that that I read in Jason Biggs' Wikipedia under controversy. He also drew criticism in May 2014 when he mocked the death of the Bachelorette contestant Eric Hill.
Strange.
Strange to have him on the show, in my opinion.
So here's the thing. His wife was on it as well, who's on some stuff that I don't know, Jenny Molin. And apparently she's deep in the Bachelor game. She's done some like... hosting of after shows. She might have hosted like a reunion special or something.
Okay.
She's actually, I think, known by Bachelor Nation.
If
that's probably the connection here.
If you're a celebrity and you make it known that you watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette, they'll have you on. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how big or small you are. There's two aspects to this group date. First, female anatomy class. Second, the birth pain simulator.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything on the female anatomy class other than some funny moments, I suppose?
No. I mean, some of the guys didn't know a thing about it, but besides, I mean, they weren't easy questions, I'd say.
No, we're talking the technical terms,
yeah.
Things of that nature. There was one moment where, you know, they asked the questions and you wrote the answers down on a whiteboard and you held it up. That created some funny visuals with just a picture of Jed looking kind of confused, holding up a whiteboard that just said placenta on it. You can get some funny screenshots of those guys. We got clothespins on the nipples to simulate breastfeeding. No, thank you.
No.
Birth pain simulator. You have a couple kids, AB. Is this something that is part of pregnancy classes where they're like trying to get the dads to have some empathy for the pain?
No, absolutely not. This is some torture device. This isn't used. What would this be possibly used for other than torture?
I found it strange that this would be an invention in real life. I don't know.
Here's the thing. I liked this date overall, but
sure.
The labor simulator, it didn't work for me. For one, this doesn't signify labor. Like, this is way easier than labor, for one. Like,
this is one of these muscle contractor things you can get on a fitness channel at 2
minutes of a muscle contractor on your abs, or like a little electrical shock on your abs.
It's kind of the same as 8 hours of birth.
It's the same as like a 20-hour birth. Like, Kendall was in labor for 14 hours or something like that. Excruciating pain the entire time. You mean to tell me these put it on their chiseled abs is going to like signify anything?
No.
But also, don't like torture people.
I'm not. They just shouldn't have done this at all. They shouldn't have done this bit. Okay. It didn't signify birth, but it was just torture for no reason.
End of the day, probably just an excuse to get the guys to have their shirts taken off, I suppose.
Sure, sure.
All of them did it, though. They were, for the most part, they were troopers. I think Tyler C. didn't under... Hannah said this. She was like, Tyler C. did not understand that this was going to hurt. He was up there posing and stuff, so that was kind of funny. Overall, just a fun date, fun. Other than the torture part. The anatomy class was kind of funny, yeah. Contrast to... Kalen Bristow's season where they had the guys teach the anatomy class. Oh. Now apparently the contestants are so young that they have to be the students. Mm-hmm. Now they
people
can't
forget
be the
Rim's
teacher.
Watching Kalen Bristow's season.
Can I
people
tell you
forget.
Something? And hopefully the person who runs the website is listening. Otherwise I'll send you an email. I've run into like episode 7 or 8. It's not there and I'm not skipping. Okay. So I don't know what to do.
Is it on abc.com?
No, it's on a website. I would give it pub, but I don't want it to get shut down type of situation.
Yeah, sure.
It's not on the up and up. You guys know which website I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what's going on.
All right. Group date, nighttime. Jed, one-on-one time on the balcony. They're talking a little bit about Nashville. Hannah comes right out and says, I want to move to Nashville, even though she's never been.
I've been there, and I really want to move there.
It's,
would you call it the best city in America?
It's the best city I've ever been to. That's for sure.
That's a fact. Yeah.
Granted, I've only been there for like fun times, but based on very cavalier, yeah, I'd move there. quick talk and a kiss. Big mm-hmm. kiss.
These two have a little chemistry here.
Jed is kind of in the background. He's not bursting through your screen, but he's not screwing anything up. Jed's here for the long haul.
He's playing it really cool. I can't imagine her not spending some time in Nashville, if you know what I mean, Rem.
Are you talking about hometowns?
I'm talking about hometowns. I'm talking hometowns.
That wasn't a big secret. You know what I mean, Rem? You know what I'm going with that one? Yeah, I get it. What's the deal with chicken nuggets?
I don't know. What's the deal with the chicken nuggets this season? We had McDonald's nuggets again on the table with the honey mustard, McDonald's sauces laid all out. What's going on? Is there something... I don't know if I missed something chicken nugget related with Hannah at some point. Like, is it a known
fact
that
thing.
She... It's not her thing? Okay, then what's going on?
Keep in mind, McDonald's has not been mentioned by name.
That's why I'm also confused. They're not a sponsor, or else they'd be plastered all over the place.
It's a shadow sponsorship, baby. Advertisers, you gotta get more clever. Remember when product placement came out in shows and movies? And
yeah.
We didn't, you know, America, what's going on? Is that an ad?
So
we didn't know yet.
Sponsor-
we didn't pick up on it. I think this is a shadow McDonald's sponsorship.
At the end of the show, we're going to find out who it is? Or how do shadow sponsors work?
Shadow just, I made that term up, by the way.
Here's the thing. I don't think that's a good plan because most people aren't chicken nugget connoisseurs like us. They don't even know that it's McDonald's. I don't feel like shadow sponsoring is a thing.
I don't know. A lot of buzz about chicken nuggets on the internet these last couple days. I think it's working. And I think it was probably cheaper. It doesn't take as much time. I don't know. That's my theory.
Okay.
Jed says it's the first real step in their relationship after throwing the chicken nuggets. So that's where we're at in the show right now. Mike, one-on-one time. Mike's got a tragic story, AB. Him and his ex became pregnant. He was ready to get engaged. Unfortunately, they lost their child in the second trimester. And Hannah, you know, that's a real life, real story, unlike what we hear later in the
show.
That's
tough to tell someone.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Touching moment when they hug. Mike, that's a real connecting, comforting moment between the two. Cam pops in. Okay.
Have you ever seen someone pop into a worse at a worse time?
What's going on?
Could not step into a worse situation, and you almost had to feel bad for Cam. Like, what are the chances that was the conversation he was going to pull this on?
Later, Luke pops in, and people are talking about dumb shit. This was the climax moment of something very sad that they're commiserating about.
And this dude, Cam's like, I got something very serious to talk about. It's like, no, what they're talking about is the most serious thing you could possibly talk about.
Hey, whenever you guys wrap up here, just wrap this shit up. Thanks. not a conversation you just wrap up.
No.
So then they keep talking. Mike tries to handle it. They're both thrown off their game. Cam's still lurking.
He's
hey, pretty important. What I've got.
He walks in, not one, not two, not three, but four times, Rim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Four times he interrupted them. And I don't think it was clever editing. I think it was legitimately like 15 to 20 seconds between him walking in.
Yeah.
They didn't. Because later, I mean, Mike even mentions it.
I believe you.
He was giving them a minimal time to wrap up the conversation and he'd pop back in.
And each time he came in, the relative importance of what he had to say just kept going up. Okay. Listen, this is real. This can't wait. A couple notes. Number one, big tongue, AB. All right. On this makeout, these two, hot and heavy.
Okay.
Kind of contrast to the convo, in my opinion. It was a little 0 to 60, too much for me. Side note, Mike wearing salmon pants. Salmon is in this season.
Okay.
Two guys wore salmon jackets. Okay.
Wow.
That's never happened before in any get together of any kind. But anyway, you were right. Cam always be coming into the room. Mike, back with the fellas. He's upset. Cam, one-on-one time. What do you got on what Cam reveals to Hannah?
I can't think of something less important than what he told her. He's like, I need to tell you something very serious. I have to get this off my chest. I quit my job for you. And she's like, okay. And yeah. That was it.
And
he didn't get the response, like the loving response he was hoping for. Yeah. And what else did you have to break up my conversation?
Listen, that's not bold. He framed it as, can you believe how bold this is? Not bold, just kind of silly, in my opinion.
Dumb.
Don't quit yet. Wait till the Instagram pops off. Then you quit. You got the order operations all wrong here. What'd you make of Jonathan coming in to give Cam kind of a taste of his own medicine?
Jonathan, who had no shot to begin with, really stuck the nail in the coffin with this one.
Yeah.
Hate Cam. Cam's the worst. He's a weasel and, in general, a terrible contestant. But Jonathan stooped down to his level for no reason.
Yeah.
Made it really awkward and basically just made sure neither of them are going to win. Which, maybe that was his goal. I don't know.
It's the fair and just thing to do, and he was kind of defending his friend, fighting the good fight. Took it way too far.
Not worth
just
it.
Just with the getting in between him and like kind of like shoving him around and be like, nope, dude, sorry, dude, get out. He came off as a bad guy too.
To be fair, I loved it. He walked in, and he's like, nope, I think you're done here. Nope.
Sure,
nope,
great TV.
You're done. You're done. He picked up Cam's drink and started moving. Like, he started moving stuff away from the conversation. Like, we're done.
Second Nuggets situation, when Cam goes back and stares at Jonathan for an extended period of time. John Paul Jones housing Nuggets with dipping sauce. This is when I knew, and John Paul Jones said, do you guys want some Nuggets? He might have said McNuggets for all we know.
No, he didn't.
This is when I knew the shadow sponsorship was real. The throwing them off might have been like, hey, let's follow up on the last throw. This is when I knew, okay.
Keep an eye on shadow sponsors throughout this season, folks.
Back at the house, unless you have something else on that.
No, just Jonathan and Cam.
Yeah, embarrassing.
Embarrassing themselves, both of them.
Good TV.
Yep.
Jonathan's gone, though. Back at the house. Connor S. gets the date card, not Luke.
Mm.
I have here cutie pie. Anything on Connor S.?
I think that hits
it. It's a cutie patootie, okay? Have you ever heard of dimples? Like kind of subtle dimples, just a little bit. You can't even see. Sometimes they're not there. Nothing kind of crazy, but down here.
This guy looks really young, but he doesn't act really young, okay?
No, he acts his age.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good combo to have on the show.
Yeah, it's a great combo.
Back on the date, Tyler C., I believe, says that Hannah is a real badass woman. Mm-hmm. Women deserve respect, AB. And Tyler, I think, says something about whatever you're going to do in life, you're going to crush it.
Yep, and he says he wants to be her arm candy.
Listen, this came off to me as real pandery to me, AB.
Okay.
If you're going to say whatever you do in life, you're going to be badass about it. You don't even know what she does right now. Can you just provide some evidence for being a badass? There's, you know, just show me why you think that a little bit, Cam, instead of just say it came off as pandery.
Good point. And I think we're going to be getting closer to the situation. We said it earlier where Hannah's like, none of us are talking about anything.
Yes.
Because it's conversations like this where you're just stroking her ego.
Yep.
Giving her compliments, but not really finding out anything. And that's nice. Sure. Maybe a couple compliments a conversation. That's great. Smooth move. But you can't have the whole entire conversation and your whole thing with her be, I'm going to give you compliments. You got to find out about each other. See if there's anything there.
You're saying they need to listen.
They need to listen.
Wow. I wonder who does that.
Quit doing all the talking.
That kind of happened a little bit. Tyler's not the only one where it's just like hyperbolic comments all the time without getting to know Hannah at all, and even vice versa. It comes up a little bit later, but this to me, I mean, I'm not disputing that Hannah is how Tyler describes her, but you just kind of, how do you know? You know what I mean? You've had two conversations with her at this point.
That being said, I'm a Tyler C guy.
Are you?
I like him.
He's a nice guy. He's a blockhead.
Yeah, sure.
He's a nice guy.
He's had some good moments. I'm a fan still.
Can you see him maybe visiting where... Can you see them visiting Tyler's, I don't know, hometown? I'm going with that?
You'll find out in my power rankings, Rim.
Stay tuned. Back at the hospital. Can you believe this?
Here's the first moment of the episode that I was referring to where if you missed the first 10 seconds of the episode...
That's right.
After the commercial, you're like, wait a second, I got to rewind. I think I missed like 5 minutes. I must have been gone longer than I thought. I had to do that because I don't watch it live, so I'm fast-forwarding. I had to go back. I'm like, I must have fast-forwarded way too far in advance. Like, I must have skipped half the episode. I have to go back. But no, I didn't miss anything. She's just in the hospital randomly for no explanation.
Maybe 15 seconds on screen, they went ambulance, hospital scene, IV, back in the bed.
Nose things. That was it.
Yes. Nose things. Did they really have the nose? When I was a kid, I used to think the nose things went all the way up into your sinuses. I was like, I'd never want it. But they're, you know, just little nubs. Just little nubs in your nostrils. That's it.
Into your sinuses.
I've been blessed with good health most of my life. I don't know about a lot of these things. Because Hannah's under the weather, AB, she's got to cancel her date, their sailing trip with Connor.
Yep.
Instead, Connor gets to spend time with Hannah at her, would you describe her hotel suite as breathtaking? Is that an accurate description?
I personally have never seen a better hotel suite in my life. It's multiple stories. And it seems to have at least 7 rooms.
Resort style, I would call it.
For a family. It's an entire family resort style hotel room.
Hannah's explanation is that she woke up and passed out. I think she was probably just dehydrated.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Champagne only, that'll get to you.
It'll catch up to you.
Late nights.
Really late nights.
But hey, these two, smooching in Hannah's bed. Blessing in disguise, I think, for Connor.
Yep, listen, Rim. Some folks out there may be thinking, oh, Connor got screwed. He was going to go on a sweet boating trip. No.
I tend to agree with that. Boating, sailing would be cool.
But you're going to get other cool opportunities if you're a contender. And I think this furthered him being a contender. Getting the moments, the time of actually being like a real outside of... Let's see how Connor acts in a real life situation. Like him taking care of her, him just chilling in the hotel room. That's priceless time.
Here's the thing, too. You don't just let anybody, even though it's a hotel and it's the middle of the day and what, you don't just let anybody up in your bed.
Oh, yeah. If that was Jonathan that she had chosen to give a one-on-one to or Cam, she would have just canceled the date.
Not getting the invite.
The whole date's canceled.
No, she trusts. I keep wanting to call him Tyler for some reason, but it's Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Trusts him, likes him. I feel good. After a down week last week, I feel real good about having in my top whatever. Stay tuned. Back at the house. The guys are all talking about how awesome cuddling is.
Hey, facts are facts.
How much they wish they could take care of Hannah. Uh-huh. Okay. Being gentlemanly caretakers. Then Luke pops in like, wonder if he gets the whole time, though. He's not going to get the whole time, is he? Luke. And then listen to these lines, AB. Easy to gloss over, but they struck fear heart when I heard this. Honestly, if she told me to leave, I'd be like, it's all right. I'll just curl up next to you in bed. Get out of the bed.
No thanks. No.
Get out of the bed. I wouldn't leave. Hilarious, Luke. Have a sense of the moment. A lot of things happened this episode, AB, and this is one of them, that made me think Luke is not some mastermind genius with a game plan. I think he's just a guy who likes Hannah too much and doesn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, he's a dummy who like you said, loves Hannah too much, probably.
Yeah, agreed. Back in the bedroom, Connor tells a story about a time his mom had a stroke on a ski trip. And from that, he learned, he witnessed real, true marital love between his parents in that moment. In sickness and health, AB.
Absolutely.
There's something called vows, okay? More kisses. What do you got on Luke's leaving gesture?
Connor.
What did I call him, Luke?
You call
Connor?
Him Luke.
Listen, in my defense, these are all basic white guy names. Connor, Luke, Tyler.
That's very fair. You know, fair.
It's tough.
Absolutely. Yep. I loved it, Rim. Keep her thinking about you. Nothing girls or guys love more than little scavenger hunts, okay? I would love to wake up to a nice little scavenger hunt every morning.
Couple things I noticed here, AB. Number one, his handwriting is atrocious.
I did notice that as well. It's really bad.
It made
bad.
AB look like a Mr. Penmanship.
I mean, you
PhD
got
PhD in penmanship.
I just don't understand if you're writing these important notes, why you wouldn't slow down and make it look good.
Slow down. He was rushed. Devil's advocate here. Leaving the notes, very cute. Mm-hmm. But
there's no.
Can you believe I'm giving this a?
I can't believe.
Can
there's a
you
butt
believe
here.
It?
Can't.
The notes were all the things I like about you, Hannah. He doesn't know that many things about her, and it was evident. It was all surface level stuff and physical traits. There were like three different ones about her eyes. Okay?
Listen,
just
this
not enough anecdotes yet.
This would have hit a lot harder if he did it later in the season and had some real stuff to put in there. But
most fantasy suite, this is when you lock up the winning engagement
that's
situation.
True. Good point.
Anything else on that? I hate to rain on that parade. I like Tyler.
You hate to see it.
Or Connor. Shit, Connor. I call him three different names. Back at the house. Luke is completely delusional once again. Everyone's excited that Connor's back, but Luke is like, listen, Connor's going to marry an awesome woman one day. It's just not going to be Hannah. I think he's already out of the picture. Couldn't be further from the truth.
Why would you think that? What are you basing that on, Luke?
I think probably because
that he didn't get the rose?
That he came back without a rose, and I think the date was shorter than they usually are. I think Luke kind of predicted that, and I think he was right. I think they only spent like an hour together.
Well, she was sick, Luke.
I know. Well, you're not getting through to him on this, AP. I'm just saying. That's probably his rationale.
Sure.
Also, later, Luke asks Connor what she was wearing. If you didn't think he was weird, well, so what'd she have on, man?
Why is
weird
that
guy.
Relevant? Why is that guy. Relevant, Luke?
I don't know. Connor was like a t-shirt. I don't know. She was dressed, if that's what you're asking. But AB, Connor, surprise, gets to go on the nighttime date. Courtesy of the limo driver, the smooth-talking limo driver. Be sharp, my man.
One of the coolest guys I've ever seen.
Either the post-it note move worked or Connor's dimples have healing powers. Both are in play here. What do you got on the nighttime portion of the date?
Listen, it has nothing to do with that, Rim. If you pay the band Lucas Graham to play, you're going to show up to that concert. You're not skipping that concert. It was prepaid. Had to go.
So you've heard of that band before?
Oh, yeah. You've
I've heard
of
that,
them.
I've, I've heard that song. I've heard that song,
and
I think I've heard
other song.
I think so too, yeah.
They have one of the most famous songs I can think of.
Well, you want to sing it? No, Many people are asking AB to sing.
No, I don't do that. No, folks, it's the...
But it's true, though. They do have big hits.
They have a hit. One of them... Oh, God, what is it called?
You're going to have to hold your phone up to the microphone because I can't put in clips anymore because we're on Spotify now and I really don't want to get us booted off of there so soon.
Oh, hell yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Hell yeah.
Why didn't you do this song?
I don't know. He should have done this song. This is one of the jams
I'd have melted if this song played.
Ooh-wee.
All right, we get it. We get it. Listen.
It's got 800,000 views on YouTube. They might be the most popular person they've had on.
Anyway, I like that it was a truly private concert.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I like that too.
Fans screaming around. I enjoyed it. And I'm glad, and by the way, we didn't even mention this. As soon as Connor, as soon as Connor showed up, got a rose right away before the concert. So yep. It all worked out in the end for him.
Sure did.
Back in the courtyard, this is the moment another moment you were talking about where if you missed it, you would come back just completely confused.
Mm-hmm. We cut to Hannah, who tells us Tyler G. Is it Tyler G?
Tyler G.
Who last week had the solo date, who we didn't think was a contender necessarily, but we thought he'd be here for a while, went home last night and they give no explanation. She's like, I had a good date, but... Kind of sucks, but I'm happy there's still 20 other guys here. No explanation for why he went home.
And we couldn't even tell based on how Hannah described it, whether it was...
Personal reasons
or something bad happened. Yeah. Yeah. We had no idea. They just ran right through it.
Nothing.
What happened, AB? What are the rumors buzzing around?
There's some rumors that his treatment of women in the past has been really questionable. And there's a Reddit post in particular... Now, this seems like it has to be more than just this Reddit post, but that's all I can find. Like, Reality Stevie, yeah. Steve mentions it.
That's in the articles that, like, the Us Weekly and all those.
Yeah, Reality
they've
Steve.
They've referenced the Reddit post, though, yeah. as, the like, the probable reason.
Apparently, he's done some bad stuff to former ex-girlfriends, and they found out about it. They sent it to... a past contestant on the show who has ties with the production. I can't remember her name. Maybe Ashley something.
Okay.
Did you read any of the articles?
I did. I'm pretending not to know the whole story. Long story short, the producers got it. And then basically they got him out of there when mm-hmm. most of the guys were on a group date.
I think Bachelor producers are just really hesitant and... They're worried right now about
pins and needles.
They're on pins. Yeah, they're on pins and needles, walking around on the eggshells about this type of stuff because of what they missed last season.
Here's the obvious thing now. They're releasing the contestants as soon as they're settled. They're putting out the headshots and the names to the public basically immediately
mm-hmm.
so people can do this. Because the Reddit post is from 2 months ago, and that would have been about when this episode was taped.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. The timeline matches up, and that's why I remember when they released the headshots, I was like, why are they doing this early type of thing? But I think this is going to be a regular thing now, because it's really hard to know everything, because this
isn't
like...
everything.
And this wasn't in the courts at all, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
There's
this
no
is
trail.
Just like what someone's saying. Yeah, there's no trail.
There's no way you could find anything unless you, like, found a bunch of their ex...
interviewed everybody
others.
They've ever known, yeah. basically. Yeah. So that's what I think happened here. Kind of a bigger moment than the show made it seem. Like, the guy who got the first rose of the season, you know, on a date, is gone.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the last Tyler, though, I think. So I shouldn't be calling anybody else Tyler.
No,
for
we
the
just
rest
have the one
season.
Tyler.
Who's
we
the
still
other
have
Tyler?
The Tyler.
Oh, Tyler C.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Group date, daytime. So that's that. That's what happened there. Group date. If you want to look up the details, you can find
it's
it
a
out.
Reddit
Google
post.
It.
Yeah.
Group date, daytime. Photo shoot with models. But the models are animals, AB. How fun is that?
Life of pets, too.
Did you see one?
Yeah, I did. I can see you're excited and hoping I liked it. I didn't like Life of Pets. I'm not going to see two. I have no interest in two.
How could it? It wasn't funny. Wasn't like Kevin Hart in that?
Yeah, it just didn't hold. I've watched the first part of Pets probably like five times. I never can finish it. It doesn't hold my attention.
That's a big bummer.
Yeah.
I was real excited. The cross promotion worked on me. I was jacked up to see Life of Pets too. Hey, you know what movie stinks, by the way? Not a kid's movie. Night School with Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish. That's a stinker. Okay. That's a big lunker of a movie. And I'm a big Kevin Hart guy.
With anything?
I think Kevin Hart's in Life of Pets, isn't okay. he? If he's in. Let's just pretend. What do you got on Demi? Who apparently runs a full-time, full-service espionage company.
An undercover spy business.
Her actual job now, apparently, is
Demi's
just...
here again on Recon to find out what these guys are up to. I love it. I mean, Demi isn't really providing a lot in all of these, but anytime I get Demi, one of my favorite castmates ever on this show, more time, I'm in.
This is what the first one should have been, which was finding out what the guys are saying when she's not around. The first one was like, let's find the guy with the girlfriend, and they already knew who it was, because so it was kind of silly. This was like
actual
trying to bait him into, you know, trying to seduce him a little
bit. See, I don't know what you thought, but none of the guys fell for it. It almost made me think they knew something was up. Like, nobody even came close to saying something. In these, they're sitting in like makeup chairs. You can't think you got a camera on you then.
You can't think you got a camera on you then?
Probably not.
So how do they know something was up if they didn't think a camera was on?
That's why I think they knew something was up. Otherwise, they would have thought that they'd be free to say whatever they want in these times. They were real calculated. Didn't say anything.
Here's the guys who are almost got caught, I suppose you could say. Grant passes the test. It was touch and go there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But Grant says, "You just hit on me. I'm calling Hannah," which is something you would say if you knew you were on camera. I'll
exactly.
Peter obviously flat passes with flying colors. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even make eye contact with the woman. almost a Mike Pence vibe about it. He was like, "Oh, I like Hannah, not you. Let's not look at each other." Luke P, the shocker of the night, amazingly passes the test.
That's why I think something was up here.
No, this is what I had originally. I thought this must have been, he must have seen the cameras. This is when I thought, okay, he actually believes the things he's saying. He's delusionally
he
in
loves
love with
Hannah.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what, because if you look at the way he looks at the makeup artist, he's like, "You wouldn't believe it. I love Hannah so much." She's like, "Really?" And the makeup artist is like, "Okay, all right, whoa." Anything else on this portion?
Nope.
Anything on the photos?
Good photos. They start out with the pets. You got a pig in there, a snake, a rat. I wouldn't do any of that. I would have chosen not to, especially with the snake and the rat. No, thank you. I'm not doing that.
What about a bird?
No chance. Do you think I'm going to touch? No.
Nope.
I wouldn't do most of the stuff, which would basically disqualifies me from being a contestant on this. Then they cut to just photo shoots between the Hannah and the guys. And Peter and Hannah get hot and heavy in front of everybody.
Inappropriate, I'd say.
Tons of kisses while Luke is just sitting there. Keep in mind, Luke, we think now that Luke might legitimately love Hannah. He's watching Pete lock lips for like 5 minutes with her.
And he was off to the, he was kind of off to the side and
almost in
him.
The shot.
Yeah, he was almost in the shot. He absolutely was. He breaks it up a little bit, offers to walk Hannah the changing room. Hannah, this is when Hannah starts her like, "All right, arm's length with you, buddy."
First, he stops the photo shoot. Like, they had a bunch of shots. The cameraman was doing his job. He had stuff he needed to do. He stops it and he's like, "Hold up, I got a new shot." And it's him doing a push-up with Hannah on his back for no reason. He stops the photo shoot for this.
Actually, Luke, we have professional photographers and creative directors here. Don't need you. I don't remember. I don't remember at all. But we don't need your, you know, I can work out ideas to add to this. We're good, Luke.
Oh, it's Frank. It's Franco.
Franco. Never heard of him before.
Great
he
name.
Looked legit, though. He looked
legit.
Yeah,
he really did.
I named my kid Franco. Anything else on this date? The main thing was that the guys passed. Luke is growing increasingly aggressive.
Annoying.
But Hannah's keeping him kind of at arm's length. She hasn't told him off just yet until the nighttime portion when she pulls him aside first, because this kid needs a talking to. Luke starts off laying it on thick, AB. And another instance of just random compliments for no reason. Yep. Not asking her about herself or anything like that, or vice versa, frankly, because he won't shut up.
I got what he says here, Rem.
Let's hear it.
You have been amazing today. I mean, seriously. I look at you and you are beyond special to me. You fit the exact mold of someone I want to be with the rest of my life. The whole time she's just staring at him.
Yeah, she's not
dead eyes.
There's nothing there. There's no calories in those. Those are empty calorie phrases.
She was amazing today.
Bring some specifics to the table. I think those work a little better.
It's just stuff he's heard before. Just lines. Yeah.
Things he thinks he's supposed to say.
Exactly.
Is probably a good way to put it. He's kind of upset. The gist of it is he's upset that she's giving other guys a chance because, you know, why wouldn't you marry me? I'm hot and all the girls like me in college. Why would you not want me and just end this? Here's the convo that happened after that. Kanna says, you already think it's promised to you and that bothers me a lot. Which is
a lot.
That's an annoying attitude.
Yeah.
Luke says, can I just cut you off for a second?
No.
Which is exactly what he said last week when she confronted him about falling in love so quickly. He's like, here, let me just cut you off. Let me just explain myself. Luke is always trying to talk. It's like, shut up, Luke. You got nothing good to say anyway.
Let Hannah talk. You have nothing to say. She's telling you something. Just listen. What did we say before was the most important tool, Rim? It's listening. Just listen for a second.
It's
going to
be the theme this season. Yeah. We both say as we talk over each other, listen. Hannah stands up, ends the convo, is basically how that ended. And Luke obviously didn't want it to end because he's got a lot of stuff to say. Goes back to the fellas, and this, words matter, AB, put it on my gravestone, words matter. He goes back to the fellas, and he's like, well, I didn't really get a chance to talk with her because she was talking to me the whole time. Oh, poor guy had to sit there and hear someone else say words for a little
bit. The person
you
supposedly love is telling you what you need to do to be better.
Yeah. The woman he wants to marry just can't handle how much she wants to talk. I don't think he's going to self-destruct necessarily at any point this season. I think he's just going to fail to make progress for weeks in a row because he can't handle this situation.
I think he's going to self. I see some aggressive tendencies. We saw some later with Peter. He's got aggressive tendencies with these guys, and I think he's going to explode.
I hope so, for entertainment's sake. That would be great. One thing I have note, you wouldn't hear Mike rattling off these complaints. That's one thing I know.
No,
or any
not
other
at all.
Guy, really, but Mike especially, in my opinion.
Not at all. When Luke gets back after she basically scolds him, he's talking to the guys. I think he was talking to the camera at this point. He just says, I'm just going to act like this conversation didn't happen. It's like, what are you talking? She gave you very specific stuff you need to do right now, Luke. You can't just act like this conversation didn't happen. She told you stuff you need to do.
Really low bar stuff. Like, okay, here's the baseline. Yeah. If you just do these things, you're going to go very far because I like you. So just do this. And he's
exactly.
Like, I can't do that. That's too much.
No, I cannot show you any respect.
Like that. She was tripping. That's crazy. We're not doing that. The next several minutes of the show are highlighted by Luke attempting to and failing to interrupt other guys' conversations with Hannah. Mm-hmm. You know my take on the interruptions now?
Yeah.
This episode, I think we saw more than any other episode I've ever seen since I started watching the show. This episode exposed the silliness of these constant interruptions after short amounts of time. I hope they become a thing of the past now on The American Bachelorette. Because if you watch an older season or if you watch seasons, Australia or whatever, constant interruptions are not part of the deal. Can we all just kind of wait our turn? I understand you're going to have to go in at some point and say like, hey, but just the constant relentless, hey, you've had your time. You've had 5 minutes. Blah, 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 let me go now. Let me go. I haven't talked to you. Like,
here's
let's
my
all
question.
Just be adults here.
Here's my question for you. Do you want that? Because the interrupts are a big part of American Bachelor, a huge part. One of the biggest conflicts you have every season is because someone's interrupting people. Do you really want to go without that?
That's a great question, AB. I struggle with the line sometimes of what is logical and what I want and what happens in the real world.
Yeah.
I look at that group of things and I say, like, man, I wish it would be that way. But then I also want the things that are insane,
yeah,
and would never be tolerated in society. I like those too. That, like, there are times this season where I've laughed my ass off and thought, I love Cam because what he was doing was so outrageous. Obviously, like, not acceptable, and I don't actually like him, but yeah, there's a spice there. So maybe you're right. I guess I'm just tired of the interruption theme because it's just the same all the time. You know what I mean? And this was the first episode where we saw interruptions in a different light, I think. The "can I steal you for a second?"
Well, I don't think Hannah likes it at all this season, more so than other seasons even. I think she is out on the interrupt. Like, I will come get you, for the most part, is how I'm taking, yes, Hannah right now. I'm going to come get you when I want to talk to you. You don't need to interrupt.
A lot of times when interruptions happen, the lead kind of looks at the person they're talking to, like, is it okay? And then the contestant, exactly, really has no power in the situation. They're just like, okay, and then that's it. Both genders have done this. So, mm-hmm, it is interesting to see Hannah be like, leave, okay, for a second.
I will come get you.
I'm not done talking
second
to Mike, okay? I will come get you. She talks to Luke like he's 7 years old sometimes.
Yes, she does.
Let's run through the rest of this date quick because we're going long. Luke is steaming mad and prevents Peter from talking to Hannah. Luke tells Peter he hasn't had time to talk to Hannah because their earlier time was just Hannah talking to him. So he classifies that as, I haven't talked to her yet, which is crazy. Garrett Kiss. Mark that down. Garrett Kiss. I had to look his name up, but they kiss. Luke meets Hannah in the hallway, and she's like, dude, let me talk to everyone else first. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Go for a walk. Take a stroll, buddy.
At this time, I wanted, like, producers or the bouncers to come in and take Luke away. Like, he's starting to get the vibes I'm getting from him is very stalkerish.
He's got eyes, like, and face, frankly, that's like, you want to go? Like, Luke's gotten into fights at bars. I feel comfortable making that claim. There's no doubt about that. Luke, back with the boys, pretends he thought about going home that night, which is
no
big time false lie. Peter one-on-one time. What do you got on this, AB?
Peter tells Hannah that his mom was a pageant queen. Okay, Rim? Little connection there that you didn't know about.
Also explains his breathtaking looks.
Yeah,
I think
it really does.
Cues really about looks.
Peter is dreamy, okay, and she's very into him. They have
smitten.
They have good conversations. I'd be stunned if he doesn't get a one-on-one next week. Stunned.
I think so too. I think you're right, okay, about that. They do have good conversations. Mm-hmm. Also, not anything super penetrating, because we haven't seen that yet. We're looking forward to Hannah's blow up. But I wrote down actual connection here.
He tells an interesting story about how his mom, the pageant queen, saw his dad's butt and said, that's the man I'm going to marry.
But she was a flight attendant and his dad was a pilot.
Okay.
That's important context.
That is important.
There's probably a little more to it than that. They work together. But that makes for a meet cute.
Yeah.
Hard makeout, AB.
Hard makeout with a double leg wrap, Rim. This is
Double leg wrap and lift, because the double leg wrap happens on every day. The lift, the boom lift, and then kind of almost against the wall a little bit.
This was steam. I didn't see this coming, truthfully.
I mean, they could have used some black bars in there and I wouldn't have been shocked. You know what this reminded me of? Another great Peter.
Okay.
Peter Krause. When him and Rachel went in the hot tub or something on a in the middle of a group date, these two had a makeout session
in the middle of the hot tub. I remember that.
That was something incredible. The end of the date. So great, great Peter. Peter's on the fast track. He's
a contender.
Smooth. What's something pilots say? He used a bunch of pilot puns, but
he said it was the smoothest takeoff he's ever had.
Well, now we're at cruising altitude. That's what I wanted to go with. Peter's at 30,000 feet, folks. Hannah picks up the group date rose and she's like, Luke, I need to talk to you. Great move. Pick up the group date rose, say Luke's name.
carry the rose with you. That's another key.
Carry the rose with you
leaves everyone confused.
One guy, I don't know who it was, probably Tyler or Kyler or Chad or somebody, said, I feel bad about these jokes. They're too easy. Said, oh, he's getting the rose. It's like, no, you dummy.
Have you seen what's happened tonight?
Did you hear what she said? She's like, Luke, we need to talk. It was the same thing she said to Scott. She's like, we need to talk.
Yep.
Hannah tells Luke, listen, I really like you, but you're not getting it. Luke, after complaining all night that he hasn't had a chance to say anything, doesn't really say anything.
So. I like you, but I'm disappointed. She's very disappointed. You have to respect this process and other people in general. We aren't exclusive right now. I'm sorry. There's 20 other people. That's the main thing here. We are not an exclusive couple. You can't just disrespect all these other guys. There's other great, like Peter's a great guy and you can't just disrespect him because I like him too.
And on that note, Peter gets a group date rose.
Yep.
Which was, it was almost better that she pulled Luke aside first and then gave the rose to somebody else. I like that move.
Yeah, I did too.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Back at the house. The boys are soaking up the sun, AB. And Chris comes in to let him know there's no cocktail party tonight. Instead, there's a tailgate.
Bam,
party.
A tailgate.
In your life, have you ever been so excited for a cocktail hour?
No, I wish they'd do a Bama tailgate every single week. It's always better when they do the pool party / tailgate. That's what this was. This was just the pool party, but they called it a tailgate.
In the driveway.
Yeah.
Well, they had bags and they had a football.
That's
they were tossing around the
pigskin.
Don't
That's
act
fair.
Like this was a pool party. It wasn't. Listen. In my life, they were grilling, AB. They were fucking grilling hot dogs
That's
and
true.
Burgers. And
hey, you're right.
In my life, I have never regretted not being on this show until Chris Harrison came in and goes, we're doing a tailgate. I was like, oh my God, I've never wanted to be on the show as much as I do right now.
The problem is if Rim and AB were on this show, tailgate guys, we'd go into like tailgate mode where we have to throw the thing.
Making
like,
a playlist for 4 hours.
We'd be on the grill the entire day. We wouldn't talk to Hannah, and then we'd be sent home that night.
No, we'd get the tent set up.
We'd be getting everything
tables.
Set up. No, move aside, producers. You don't know what you're doing. Me and Rim will throw this tailgate, the tailgate,
Where's
guys.
Where's ox cord? Yep. Yeah, it would have been a disaster for us, but it would have been, what a way to go out.
The guys
would
have had a blast.
Everyone would have had a lot of fun. And who knows? Women like a man who's organized and takes initiative.
Sure.
Maybe Hannah would see us struggling to get the 12-foot tent up, and she's like, those guys really want everybody to have fun here. Oh, Rim, I love the playlist. I get that a lot, okay? but let's not gloss over the real meat of this situation.
Yep.
Cam ruins this moment, okay? And we're not talking about just the tailgate. We're talking about when Chris comes in.
Hey, guys, I just want to give you guys a heads up. I have something really, really important to talk to her about. So I'm going to need to talk to her first, okay? This is after he's been very disrespectful to the other guys about their time.
After he already told Mike that he had something important to say. If I'm Mike, I'm thinking, Mike Defender. I'm thinking, you already did the important talk. You already had this.
You already said you needed to tell her something important.
Cam said, this is something that has been a downfall in his past two relationships. So what is it? What could it possibly be? It's something serious.
He says it may be too personal for her to even let him stay on the show. Like, what the hell could this mean? Can you not go 100 feet from a school, or what's going on here, Cam? What do you got to say?
That would be a deal breaker. What is a deal breaker? That's
what could he possibly be saying that's not an obvious deal breaker if it's something that's going to get him sent home?
There's a strong likelihood that she sends me home. It's been a privilege getting to know each and every one of you men. So we've set the scene for how big of a deal this is and how important it is to Cam, okay? Mike calls BS and says what everyone else was thinking. Fact of the matter is, whether or not that was disrespectful, Cam has not earned the respect from everyone else Mike's to deserve this moment.
Nah, we're good.
No,
we're not going to let you do that.
Nope. Hannah says, I don't want to hear anything tragic at this tailgate party. Don't ruin this for me. In comes Cam. He says, back in the year 2014, which is not long enough ago to say that. Yeah. Back in the year 2014, that's how like the Terminator talks when he comes from 2032.
I would say you can't say that anything late. Back in the 90s would be the earliest you could say that.
Earliest. Yeah, maybe early 2000s, back in the year 2014 is just not, it's not far enough ago. Apparently, while Cam was getting off work, let's put the serious tones on.
Okay.
His right leg locked up on him. His right leg locked up on him. Scary.
That's scary.
He was right. This is all scary. He was running a fever and they had to rush him to the hospital. They told him he needed an amputation. Terrifying. I wish I could. It sounds like I'm not being sincere. I can't get the tone right now, but I am being sincere.
Your tone
that's
is
fucking scary.
It.
Yeah, I go terrifying.
Your tone is mocking the situation.
Listen, this is scary. If it happened to me, I'd tell this story. This would be my night one story, number one, and I would never. It's scary. I'd have PTSD from it.
If it happened, Rim.
Oh, AB, you
okay,
shut
carry
your
on.
Mouth. That is
carry on.
Let's be respectful. The day before I got surgery, this is seems unrelated, but you got to tack on this bit too. You have to. I'm being sincere. You have to say this also. The day before I got surgery, I got a call from my dad that my grandma passed away. That's sad.
That's sad.
Okay. Cut to Hannah. She's like, after he says that bit, she's like, okay, dude, like this is... You're starting to press your pity luck here a little bit, okay? Not only that, AB, but you think, wow, what a story. Nope. Cam had a 10-month-old baby at the time of his last surgery 2 years ago. So this is an ongoing health issue. Did I say baby?
Yeah, puppy. You said baby.
You big difference.
Yeah, huge difference.
Big difference for those who didn't watch the show. Puppy. So he had to rehome the puppy. He had to give the puppy to someone else. Just a trifecta of terrible things. To wrap it up, Cam had leg trouble, unclear the cause, unclear how it affects his life to this day.
Unclear if it got amputated, right?
No, he's wearing shorts.
It's not amputated. Okay.
No, he's wearing basketball shorts.
Okay, so what's the story then?
I almost had to get an amputation. Unclear why she would send him home for this reason.
why would she send you home?
Because you've had health troubles in the past.
I just don't understand. He said he acted like it was make or break for other relations. Like some people have, this has been it for them. When they heard this story, I don't.
It's unclear. I'm sure there's more to it. Benefit of the doubt. I'm sure there's more to it than what he said. It's unclear. I'll just leave it at that. It's unclear. I'm not really sure. He, like you said, he didn't get his leg amputated. But facts of the matter is, ruin the tailgate party with this with this story.
Absolutely.
Okay? I'm sorry. And again, if you go back to when they were in the house, his reasoning was, I have to tell her this because she needs to know I'm not going to get any other time. If he were confident that he were staying past that night,
be no issue.
He would be able to tell later.
Yeah.
But he felt like he was going home, so he had to say it. That was his justification for saying the story that night, which is when you get down to the brass tacks, it's kind of a slimy way to go about it. Here's words matter. Words matter. To the camera, Mike says Cam is trying to get a pity rose when he's talking about Cam telling her this story. He does not say that Cam said, I want a pity rose. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to skip the Tyler one-on-one time. It doesn't matter.
I'd like to hold. We'll get back to that.
That's fine.
To the Tyler.
Mike one-on-one. So let's go to the Mike one-on-one time. Here's what he said to Hannah. Cam told us he was going to tell you a sad story to kind of get the pity rose. A sad story that would keep him here longer. Here's what I think, AB. This came off as Mike lying about what Cam
said.
That's
how I took
That's
it.
What it came up. That's how a lot of people took
Mike
it.
Mike apologist,
and how I took
though,
it.
Rim.
I can spin this. Don't you worry. The way he said pity rose did make it sound like Cam said that phrase. But what happens when you have tattletales, which is kind of what Mike was here. What happens when people are relaying these stories is you don't know where the quote ends and your commentary begins. So Cam told us he was going to tell you a sad story. That's what Cam told us. Cam told us he was going to tell you a sad story to kind of get the pity rose. That's Mike's editorial comment about Cam. But it sounded like, no one's going to believe me on this, but it just sounded like Cam said that when, I don't think Mike meant to imply that Cam said that.
Okay, but if you say something and 99% of the people out there take it a certain way, you have relayed information incorrectly.
Yes, agreed. Like, poorly.
If
poorly. I would say poorly. Not incorrectly, poorly.
If you but say yes. something and it comes out that and how it's taken is not the truth, that's on you as the informant, right?
Yes. Yes. He did a very bad job. I don't think in his heart he meant to imply.
Okay.
I don't think he meant to imply that Cam said pity rose. Because he knows that she's going to go right to Cam and address him about
Rim's
it.
Rim's really spinning this one.
Either that or conspiracy theory. He did say that and they cut it out.
That could be.
To make Mike look bad. I don't know. That's just what I think. Totally understand if every listener disagrees with that interpretation. I understand. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is not the best look for Mike.
No, I was disappointed in Mike.
Yeah. Okay. Would you like to expand on that?
Yes. Last week we said Mike is a bachelor contestant. Do you know any bachelor contestants that are caught up in some old bullshit with a loser of the last season? Who had no shot anyways? You know anyone?
Ari, Nick, probably Colton got in fights. Yeah, they all do.
They get in fights.
This isn't stopping the train,
they get in fights, but they're not the tattler.
Well, I'll go back and run the tape.
We've
we'll
always said,
that claim.
If you tell on someone, you're going home also, right?
Yeah, but he's not, though. So I don't know.
I think this might be a little different. Because I think Cam was on his way out anyways, and she seemed to fully support what Mike said. Like,
Yeah. She wanted to know. Yeah.
I don't know that she thinks of him that way as just like the rat. So it's probably a little different, but I'm just looking at the past. I don't know of any people that have brought in something to this like this up to a bachelorette, and it's worked in their favor.
I think you're probably right. Snitching does not get you lead roles.
No.
But leads, before they were leads, have acted like morons before. Like,
that's
go
true.
Back and watch Colton on the after the, not the after the final rose, the Men Tell All. Colton acted like a child on the Men Tell All and then was a pretty damn good bachelor.
Yeah,
so
that's fair.
I don't think this ruins his chances. I think it's a little like they ran over a penny. The train is rolling and they ran over a penny that someone put on the track and you go, oh, little bump, but we're fine. We're still going.
It was just a little disheartening for me.
It sucked to see.
Yeah.
It sucked to see.
We'll see how he responds though.
Let Cam fuck it up for himself or let Jonathan, go send Jonathan.
Go send Jonathan. You still got Jonathan there. He already did your dirty work earlier.
Yep.
Go send him to do it again.
Yeah, should have sent Jonathan. Okay. Hannah pulls Cam aside and tells him what Mike said. The thing about Cam is, AB, the thing you need to understand about Cam is he would never compromise the integrity of his leg injury for a pity rose, ever.
This leg thing? That is a throwaway moment in your life. Like, that's something you might bring up after you're engaged, like, oh, did you know, like, there, I had this little scary moment where I went to the hospital and I almost had to get a leg amputation, but it's all good. Nothing ended up.
The thing that makes me think otherwise is that he got surgeries more recently than that. So it seemed like an ongoing thing. But again, it doesn't get you closer to the lead emotionally. And it doesn't seem like you made it sound like a reason she would send you home. It sure doesn't seem like that when she revealed it.
And maybe so maybe they didn't give us everything of that conversation. It's very possible. But what was provided to us didn't need to be brought up. And was completely blown up by Cam.
Yeah. He misrepresented the seriousness of it, I think. Mm-hmm. Granted, I've never had the leg surgery, but I'm saying he made it sound like this is a deal breaker when it obviously would not be. And the more egregious offense is that the only reason he said it was to try to get a rose for me. That's the only reason he said it. And that's your intent and your reasoning matters in these situations. She says, I need to think about it in terms of keeping him there or not, which at that point you knew.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she may as well have sent him right.
He got
home
caught
right
in
there.
A lie. He had nothing to say.
Anything else on the Cam part with Hannah?
No, I was a little disappointed in Cam, though. Like, he had two moments where people went out of their way to sabotage him. Rightfully so, in my opinion. So, Jonathan blew up his one-on-one spot and he didn't really do much about it. And then Mike, she told him, Mike told her that. Why didn't he have a confrontation with Mike? It was just a weak, your villains, you expect more from. This is the villain right now. I think Luke's going to slide into that role, but this was the guy everyone hated to begin with. You expect some confrontation there when they get their spot blown up.
There was no confrontation, and you know how we know that, because Cam and Mike were dressing for the rose ceremony in their bedroom, which they apparently shared together, and they weren't talking to each other.
Yeah. Yep. They were. Did you see that part, Rim? All of it?
Yeah. I have some notes that I'm skipping here.
I didn't want to bring this up, Rim. I felt offended
for Mike. You don't see that very often.
I felt offended for Mike. They're doing the whole tailgate thing. He's sweaty, getting ready for the day. They show him in his underwear and he's wiping his crotch area off to, like, you know when you don't have enough time to shower, so you're just wiping yourself off? He's wiping his package off, Rim, okay?
Listen.
Okay. Can we get some privacy for Mike? This is what I saw when I saw.
Yeah. And you saw he's wearing boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
Like all cool people do. And he's faced away from the camera.
Yep.
That's it. That, by the way, you're expecting me to name more clothes? There were no other clothes on
his body. No, that's all he had on.
Okay. Just boxer briefs. So we get Mike from the back. Boxer briefs only. Uh-huh. He turns around and he's like toweling himself off. Turns around, okay? He's only wearing boxer briefs. The camera did not cut away immediately.
No.
There was, I'd say, 8 seconds of just Mike in his underwear on TV.
Yeah.
And he turned around and I think saw the camera.
He was wiping his private parts off, Rim, okay? That's what he was doing right at that moment. They showed him wiping himself off. It too much. Give him some privacy.
That was weird. You just don't see that very often.
No, you don't.
You see quick cuts. That was like
extended.
Do you want to have a moment of silence for how long it was? It was this long. Turn around. That was it. That's about how long he was on screen in his underwear.
Yeah.
Strange. Let's go to the rose ceremony. I almost feel like we talked about that too long, but still. Let's go to the rose ceremony. Here are the orders of the roses. Mike has the group day rose. Connor S. has the one-on-one rose. Peter has the group day rose. Mm-hmm. In order at the ceremony, Jed, Tyler C., Dustin, Dylan, Grant, Luke P., solidly in the middle, Garrett, John Paul Jones, Mateo, Devin, Luke S., and Kevin. About half of those guys were not on screen this episode for the most part.
This is still a part of the season where you don't really know everyone yet, so you're very confused when people's name gets called and they walk up there and you've never seen them before.
Dustin and Dylan and Grant got the 3, 4, 5 roses.
I didn't know who they were.
Dustin was nose ring guy from last week.
Okay.
Dylan, I didn't recognize Dylan really. Grant is Funny Face Guy this season. If you check the Twitter account at Rosecast Podcast, there's some good side eyes from Grant. The guys who didn't get a rose are Joey, Cam, and Jonathan. Tyler G also didn't get a rose because he was sent home. So we're down to 15 contestants. I didn't accurately track kisses this episode. If I were to guess, I'd say Mike, Connor S, Peter, Jed, Tyler C, and that's probably it for this episode. So there's some where it's, I think now we're getting really down to who's a contender and who's not. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on the roast ceremony, AB?
No, again, Cam kind of goes out without a fight. Yeah. Just
cries in the driveway.
Yeah, but nothing.
His swan song.
Nothing too big. Jonathan obviously knew he was going home, so he walked out respectfully. No, nothing.
Big dap to Mike. Thanks for thanks for falling on the sword.
Big dap from Mike.
Do you expect to see Cam on Paradise?
Yeah. Yeah, I really, yeah. Me I don't too. Think there's any question.
He shirt has to on go on in Paradise. The pool guy. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to the mailbag. We got a lot of different mailbag topics here. Text in. AB, while I'm reading some of this stuff, I want you to think of what the question you have for next week's mailbag. I think that's what we should do now is ask a question on an episode that people can respond to. The number is 773-234-7794. Here are the results of our unscientific roller skating poll.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm very ready.
Didn't get a ton of responses. And don't even get me started on the bias of this test. 10 people say they can skate, and I counted roller blades, not just roller skates.
You should.
The one person said they can do blades but not skates. They're not the same. Couple people said that. 3 said they can't skate at all. 847 area code says, I, like AB, believe that I can roller skate, but I'm not interested in having to prove that fact. Kayla from Seattle mentioned that she can roller blade because of Brink, the Disney Channel original movie. That's one of the on the Mount Rushmore of Disney Channel original movies.
That's probably my favorite Disney
I'm
Channel.
I'm a summertime switch guy. I'm a summertime
that's
switch
a good
guy.
One. Yep. I'm a Brink Team Pup and Subs guy, okay?
Alley Cat Strike, of course.
Alley Cat Strike.
With the famous Jed Jackson. No, ooh, that's not the famous Jed Jackson. Listen, Summertime Switch had Jason Weaver and Ryder Strong. Those are headliners, okay? Because of Brink, the movie, I think millennials killed roller skating because they wanted to be soul skaters. I agree with that take. Hmm. Also, roller skating is lame. That's people forget that.
No.
Ariane from Ohio. I hope I pronounced that correctly. I'm certain I did not. Mike did not look good last night. Being the pot stirrer about Cam to Hannah. Just let the guy fall on his own sword. He is weird and we'd be gone soon enough on his own. I didn't see any corroboration about his pity rose allegation, and I believed Cam's story about thinking he may go home because of his medical issues if it really has been a problem for him in the past. Oh well, I hope Mike can stay focused on Hannah from here. I agree with just about everything in there from Ariane from Ohio. Here's some Natasha from Arizona. You ask for a defensive Luke. We got this one. We got one. In a lot of Southern churches, there is an expectation that, quote, when you know, you know. Often the dating period is as short as the engagement. I believe Luke himself even said that his brother and sister-in-law got married within a year of meeting each other. This expectation and the culture he's exposed to could be influencing his decision to say, I love you, and to be all in so soon. Then she goes on to say that maybe that's not the case, but this is a plausible justification for Luke saying, I love you so soon.
I think we both have now agreed that he probably does love her, but is very creepy about it.
Just doesn't have a clear-eyed view of the situation. Sorry, he's got a single blinders on, and that's not the best way to go about
this. And
it's
an aggressive view.
It's gonna be the end of him. Natasha sent that on like Tuesday of last week, so before this episode aired, and that became more obvious. 310 area code. Hey, guys, I have a theory about Tyler C. as the dark horse this season.
Oh.
He's kind of in the background, but he is receiving the Cassie edit as not too outspoken, but always gets screen time and good music. That's a key.
Music. That's good. Wow.
We even said that. I said they made this scene like it was a good interaction, but I found it silly. That's when you know.
Yeah.
I definitely think that he is one to look out for and will make it far. Thank you, 310 area code. Here's a juicy one, AB. Someone who prefers not to be named. Jed was plenty comfortable last week in the pageant being shirtless because he used to work at the strip club out in Nashville.
I believe
male stripper. Also, she sent a photo, he or she, we don't know the identity of this person, sent a photo of Jed along with a couple other shirtless dudes holding a woman across their arms. You know, Nashville, big bachelorette party town.
Absolutely.
But that's not what this was, because the person across their arms was Shannon from Very Cavallari.
Wow.
Small world. Small world. And that's straight from Shannon's Instagram a couple years ago before Jed was the man. Wow. So, do you have an idea for next week's mailbag? What do you want to know from listeners, AB?
I want to know who you're most looking forward to seeing in Paradise this summer.
Oh, great question. Yeah. That's why we leave that up to you.
Yep.
773-234-7794. Who do you want to see on Paradise next week? Very quickly, Batch Bracket Fantasy. Thanks to everyone who wrote in, of course. Sorry if we didn't get to yours. Very quickly, Batch Bracket Fantasy League update. The top 127 people are eligible for a prize. Here are the top couple scores right now. With 81 points, Kim D, Lillian C, Melissa B. 79 points, Christina R., Kristen M, 78 points, Allison H, Justine E. I have 68 points, ranked 193. But as we know, it's about the end.
Absolutely.
You want to do current top four? Because I'm not even going to ask you about your batch bracket score, because I know you're not on the website right now. Do you want to do current top four?
Yeah.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first.
You ready?
Yep. Number four, Jed. Okay.
Yep.
He's lurking. Chippendale's info we just received aside.
Yeah.
That's irrelevant right now.
Hannah won't mind that when that's revealed at all. Yeah.
She's okay with that. She wants to go to Nashville. She's gonna go to Nashville with him.
Period.
I think that's just what's gonna happen. I don't have Luke in my top four. I didn't have Luke in my top four last week, which I take great pride in. Okay. Number three.
You should.
Mike.
Okay.
I'm nervous about that pick. Okay.
Yeah.
I need him to have a big episode or two these next couple weeks. He's got to get away from the drama, get away from this stuff. Hope he doesn't get involved with Luke, because I think there's some Luke drama coming around the corner here.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Number two.
We're setting ourselves up to be absolutely crushed when this man is not the Bachelor, or when he goes home like next week. I mean, this could be bad.
If he goes home really soon, It'll be a disaster.
Okay. Number two.
Tyler
C?
Big fan.
I'd put Tyler G ahead of Tyler C. Okay.
Listen, I don't want him at two. I mixed up my list. He should be four, really.
Oh, so you want a reprieve from the list?
I want to redo.
Oh,
imagine just that. Just okay. Let the record show that I wanted him to be number four, not number two. Okay. Number one is Peter.
Okay. Pretty good list. What you want to recap it? Jed, Mike, Tyler C, Peter.
Tyler C, number four. Number three, Jed. Number two, Mike. One, Peter.
I will say that would probably be a pretty drama-free... Here's what keeps me from putting all the good guys in the top four. It would be a drama-free hometowns.
Okay, let's hear yours.
Number four, Luke P.
Luke P is going to be there.
Yes. Was that a question?
Yeah.
Is that incredulous? Okay, yeah. Yeah, Luke P. But he's number four, not number three.
Okay.
Number three is Jed. Number two is Connor S., and number one is Peter, giving us a the nice guy showdown in the final episode. There are no losers between Connor. If it's between Peter and Connor S, like, everybody's probably going to be happy at the end. That's my current top four. Okay, AB.
Oh, I forgot about Connor S. Oh, shit. Hold up.
Look at the Google Doc, AB. Redo. I've got it all right there.
Listen, I had it written out, and then I clicked out of my document.
We had to cut about 3 minutes of AB clicking around.
I knew I was forgetting someone, and I went with that bum, Tyler C, instead of Connor. I got them mixed
up.
Number two is Connor.
Number two is Connor. I'll allow it. I
forgot about Connor. He is number two. I just knew I was forgetting someone big.
I hope you remember this leniency down the line when I do this with the list. Okay, quick,
what
AB,
a joke.
I got a couple things.
How could you let me get by with not saying Connor?
Because there's so many, frankly, there are more than a handful of good options here, and it's easy to forget one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's strange that you forgot the guy who went on a one-on-one date, and it's strange that I didn't say anything about it. But yeah, there's some good options here. Knuckleheads too, but some good options.
Sure.
Okay, quickly, like I said before, we are on Instagram at Rosecast Podcast. We're trying to catch up with LeBron James Jr., who has a million followers as of this recording. Doesn't seem fair for all the effort we put into those 1 minute clips. We're also on Twitter and Facebook at Rosecast Podcast. Two things that you don't hear from us very often. Number one, we're thinking about getting some merch, okay? But I'm not sure. Plain white t-shirt with the Rosecast logo is the way to go. I don't think that gets the people buzzing. I don't know. So we need you to send us your ideas. Text 773-234-7794. DM, email, Rosecast Podcast, rosecastpod@hscreens.com. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know what it should be. And if there are no good ideas, then we just won't do it because I don't want to do something that's dumb.
And that the people don't want.
Yeah. And that the people don't want. Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe t-shirt idea is a good way to go, but you gotta be specific with the suggestions, okay?
Color schemes,
styles, let us know. Maybe it's just a little thing on the pocket. I don't know what the kids want. The other thing, there's a new website, and this is for hardcore podcast nerds only. If you listen to a lot of podcasts, if you like podcasts, if you're not one of these people and you only listen to us, you can sign off now. This is for podcast nerds only. There's a new website called Podchaser. And I think this website has potential to be, and I'm not getting paid for this, a potential to be a big deal in the world of podcast. How do you find new podcasts, AB? You don't, basically.
Word of mouth is it.
You basically have to ask for someone's recommendations someone has to send them to you unprompted. There's no good way of finding out what kind of podcast other people's like in a social, like your friends type of way. Check out podchaser.com. I think this is a potentially really good idea. It's in beta right now, so it's not perfect, but it's cool looking. It's easy to use. I'll put it this way. Remember when Facebook first came out and we were in high school and we got expect, you were like, look at all this cool shit. I have that same feeling. It's not, that sounds bad because Facebook stinks now, but I have that same, it's just an interesting, I spent a lot of time on it yesterday and I was bapping around and I found a bunch of new shows that I'm going to try and you can save them to list. It's just an interesting website. And the reason I'm asking for this, for people to check it out, is because I want them to go to podchaser.com/rosecast. It's early in the website. And if you give us a rating on that website,
wow,
platform agnostic, you can play the shows right in there, put it in your lists, write a review. I would like to be an early adopter of this, much like Shaq was on Twitter. I would like to Rosecast be an early adopter and get us. I just have a good feeling about this website. It could be a bust. There's been a lot of rim busts in our lives. This could be one of them. But anyway, anything else, AB?
Yeah, I got a new thing I'd like to try out, Rim. It's the Bachelor headline of the week. It's going to be a funny headline that I read an article of Bachelor related. I'm just going to give you the headline, okay? First one, what's next for the Box King? Chicago Bachelorette contestant. Chicago Bachelorette contestant wants to go to paradise.
What does he got, a PR
That's
team?
That's the headline. I don't know what that means.
Okay. When you described this new segment, I was like, I don't know if this is going to be that funny. That's a funny headline. Okay,
listen,
I'm glad
listen,
you said
this
it.
Might just be a one headline thing. I don't know that I've ever seen any other headlines that are funny. This headline was funny.
What's next for the Box King?
What's next for Box King, period.
Where is that from? You got to give credit. AB.
That is from the Chicago.
Oh, the Chicago Tribune.
Is it the Tribune? Yeah, Chicago
that's
Tribune.
The big paper.
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah, thanks for the
yep,
box
told
game.
The Tribune. Yep.
Incredible.
Chicago Tribune.
All right, now people have a reason to stay and wait till the very end. What is the Bachelor headline of the week brought to you by AB? All right, everybody, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. I'm terrified. You know when you go to like, you know, on a bachelor party and you spend a bunch of money and you don't want to look at your bank account? That's how I feel right now about the length of this podcast episode. I'm terrified to look at our audio recorder. We'll talk to you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.